Beautiful texture on the palate. Starts out round. A little bit earlier on, I thought it was too light. I thought the palate was very light bodied. But giving this time to get some air, the tannins are starting to polymerize a little bit. I'm getting a better grip on it. I'm getting more round palate. Layers of flavor. It's the grip came late, but it came in and it's good. And the flavors are what Bob said, but I'm not getting quite the blueberry, but maybe like the it's really nice.
And yeah.
It finishes pretty long. I'm enjoying this. Justin, what do you think?
So not much to add other than you got to let this one open up.
Yeah.
There were some pretty unpleasant things going on in the beginning, which completely disappeared an hour in.
There was a vegetal note on the nose, 100%, but after about 10 minutes, gone, completely gone.
You know I'm a steak and potato guy.
And real pretty, yeah.
Vegetals, not my thing.
Yeah, no.
No vegetables.
I've never seen him eat a vegetable before, right. So, yeah.
Explains a lot, but yeah.
I'm not going to make the joke.
Yeah, don't go there. We're on radio, remember? Yeah. You got to kind of try to keep
got to hear some of Justin's stories.
I do eat pie, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, just not vegetables. Yeah.
All right. Correct.
That vegetable note that, or the vegetal note I'm getting right now for me, it's like, it's not, you said blueberry. I'm getting like the stem part.
Yeah.
You know, it's that woody note for the blueberry when you eat fresh blueberries. That's what that is. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're going to be giving the Post and Beam Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon 2022 a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
Yep.
So let's have Harm tell us about our next one.
All right, let's get started before the next commercial here. Okay, this is Maris. Maris began as the quintessential garage wine made by Maris founders Erica J. Goff and Mark Harold in the two-car garage behind their home in the town of Napa. The wine won international renown starting with their first vintage in 1998, but the garage imposed serious limitations. Purchased by the William Foley of Foley family, the wine group in 2007, one of his first goals was to find a Napa Valley winery worthy of the site worthy of the brand. A few months later, he acquired a historic ranch tucked into a canyon on the east side of the valley, one of Napa's fabled ghost wineries. It had been abandoned in the wake of the Prohibition and only recently brought back to life. Now fully updated, the winery includes custom-made winemaking equipment, 7,000 square feet of caves, which is kind of small, for the barrel storage, along with a tasting salon and a second tasting area in the caves. The Maris Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon 2019 is 15.8% ABV. It's from Napa Valley, 97% Cabernet Sauvignon from Coombsville, 3% Petit Verdot from Yountville. The grapes were cold-soaked for 5 days prior to inoculation and a warm fermentation to dryness. During the fermentation, the juice was pumped over twice daily in small-capacity tanks for 9 days. The wine was pressed off of the skins and moved back to tank for a full malolactic fermentation and then barreled 100% new French oak for 24 months. I'm kind of rushing through this because we're coming to a commercial, which is starting in 3 seconds. 2, 1...
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
And we're back. So the color of this is gorgeous. Hold on, there's the one. There it is. This is a gorgeous deep garnet with violet edges. And on the nose, earlier on, I was getting a lot of cassis and blackberry. Right now, it's going to a subtle spicy hint, a little bit of clove. I'm getting vanilla bean and cedar, lots of cedar. Maybe a hint of graphite. I'm not sure about that. And still got that a good mineral note to it. This one is different from that Post and Beam. This is kind of a more full-bodied wine. Mm. When I first had it, and now, this is big on the palate, very plush. The tannins are velvety. Those cassis and cedar notes are coming out of the palate. It's really got great grip. This is definitely a steak wine. You can get the American oak. I'm sorry, it's French oak, right?
Mm-hmm.
You get that oak on there, and that's where that clove note was coming. And it's got a long, long finish. It's structured, powerful. There's nothing wrong with this wine. I'm really enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
Bob?
Absolutely delicious. Yeah, the cassis and the blackberry on the nose are there. The cedar is 100% there. It's like your grandmother's cedar chest. I get a graphite-y mineral note on the nose. Mm. On the palate, it's just dark fruits. Beautiful, silky tannins. A really great mouthfeel.
I don't think the tannins are silky. It's more velvety.
We tried.
It's got a rougher texture.
But is this velvet? This is beautiful. Yeah. We tried this a while back and met some folks at a big wine event we were at. And I said, I have to have this for the show. I reached out to them and they were kind enough to send us a bottle. And it's also a 2019, so it's got a little bit more time on it. Yeah. I knew this wine. I knew it wouldn't disappoint. It's fantastic. What do you think, Justin?
I'm very excited to be drinking this morning. I definitely got the fruit and then half bakery, half machine shop on the nose. And those are positive.
Oh, I know you're talking findings. About that. Minerales, yeah. At machine shop. Yeah.
It's like, oh, I'm going to go somewhere and do a thing. And it was plush. Like it, you know, came from a couch from the 70s, you know, on the palate. Lots of soft fruit, berries, blackberries. The finish was like, this is like a classy wine. If you were hanging out in this guy's garage, he whips this out and drinks, and you're like, oh, I must be in Napa because this is serious wine.
Yeah, I don't think I'd leave the garage if this was there.
Nah.
Well, we're going to be giving the Maris Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon 2019 a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
Easy. It came close to a 5 for me.
Yeah.
Almost, but not quite there.
All right, Justin, tell us about Chapelet.
I'm excited about this. So Chapelet Pritchard Hill Cabernet Sauvignon 2021. It's 14.8% alcohol by volume, of course, from Pritchard Hill in Napa Valley. It's 95% Cabernet Sauvignon, 5% Petit Verdot. The color is dark. It smells like a cigar shop with beautiful flowers out front. The palate is concentrated fruit, potpourri, and dark chocolate. And the finish is heaven in a glass. What did you think, Bob?
Well, I've got a particular affiliation with this one. One, we've done quite a bit of Chapelet on the show, but I was out in Napa with our executive producer and they were very kind to have us out, and they pulled a barrel sample of the upcoming Pritchard Hill for us, which is this very wine. So I was adamant I wanted to get it. And fortunately we were back again recently January?
Yeah.
March. We were there in March, and the girls actually were talking to a gentleman in the parking lot. It turned out to be Cyril Chapelet, and he said, oh, yeah, we'll send you one, no problem. So thank you, Cyril.
Thank you, Cyril.
Amazing wine.
Thank your wives.
We already knew that it was a great wine, but thank you especially for sending this one, because I got to try it from the barrel, and I've got to try it from the bottle, and it is absolutely fantastic. Black currants, black raspberries, tobacco notes, some graphite, a little bit of herbal note to it, and some dark chocolate. This is everything you want from a Pritchard Hill.
I mean,
this is
it's classic Pritchard
Hill. Amazing wine. What do you think, Harm?
I've been selling Pritchard Hill from Chapelet for years, and this vintage is no different. It is freaking amazing. Mm-hmm. Gorgeous, rich, lush wine. You're going to have to open up your wallet and dig in deep, or just use the plastic.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. It's worth every penny.
Yeah, you can always file bankruptcy and wipe that out.
Small monthly payments for 48 months will be nominal.
Depends on your budget, but look, I've saw much more expensive.
Get your priorities in order, friend. You know, spend the money on the good wine. Yeah,
it'll make that steak taste even better than it actually
definitely will.
Does.
but super concentrated. I mean, so ripe fruit, and there's that oak, that
underlayment, that base of the oak.
They say what kind of oak they use. They don't say, but I think it's got to be a mostly French and American, or mostly French. Maybe if there's any Americans, really toasted. It's got that great nose. I love this. And it's so rich on the palate. It's got that herbal note. It's got plenty of spice, like anise coming out, some nutmeg. Wow. It's you said the chocolate notes. That's what predominates for me.
Yeah.
Pretty dark chocolate. Yeah.
I get the chocolate on the finish more than just on the initial sip.
No, I smell it. Not even the finish. I'm talking, I smell that dark chocolate.
Let's see. Hold on. Oh. Yeah.
It's deep
on the palate. Such great grip. This will cut any fat from any great steak you're eating.
Yeah.
And it will just make the next bite taste better. That's why you need these tannic heavy wines.
The problem is this is only an hour long show, and I could spend 2 hours just talking about this particular wine.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean,
because it just continues to evolve in the glass.
So when we drink wines with heavy tannins like this, and we pair them with meats, because the tannins cut that fat, it pulls it right off your tongue.
Yep.
So the next bite, you taste more. You're not, 100%. Fat's not, the fat's not covering your tongue.
The first bite every time.
Yep. Yeah.
It awakens your palate. It allows you to taste the meat. It allows you to also taste the wine at the same time. So
such great grip on this.
Well, Champlain makes great wine. It's a beautiful, beautiful winery. Stunning up on top of the mountain.
And I don't care about the winery. I'm talking about the wine, Bob.
One of the earliest wineries there. I mean, it was Bob Mondavi built his, and then the Chapelet family built theirs literally like months later. It's a pyramid on top of the mountain, and it is like its own ecosystem up there.
So cool.
Absolutely gorgeous. But the wine, I've never had a wine from them that I didn't go, damn.
Great views from Napa if you go to visit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And do visit.
If you are in Napa, 100%, you need to put these folks on. I mean, all of these you need to visit, but Chapelet's another order. So
they're Pritchard Hill Cab. They who's the Jeffersons use this to age their bourbon in.
One of the
few wine finished bourbons I love. Mm-hmm. Pritchard Hill makes good stuff, man.
Yeah,
anything from Pritchard Hill. But
well, we were there. We had a great time. We saw some turkeys wandering around.
Yeah.
It was just cool. We got to meet Cyril. So we're going to give the Chapelet Pritchard Hill Cabernet Sauvignon 2021. We're giving it 5 because we don't have 6.
Oh, my goodness.
There's no 6.
Yeah. There should be an 11, but these go to 11. So fantastic wine. Absolutely fantastic wine. So this was a good flight, guys. Really good flight. So I want to thank my co-host for joining me today. Thank you, Justin.
Thank you, Bob.
Don't thank me. I didn't make the wine. I just poured it. And thank you, Harm.
You know, I don't often mean it, but I mean it today. Thank you, Bob.
No, you never mean it. Come on.
Not once in your life. This, my teeth are purple, and I'm happy. Thank you.
Yay. If you're not happy after this tasting, there's something wrong with you. Well, for Sip, Suds, and Smokes, this is Made Man Bob. We thank you for joining us. And remember, life is too short to drink bad wine. And boy, oh boy, today we did not drink any bad wine. So
not at all.
Yeah. Hand me that Pritchard Hill.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone, play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the dude in the basement studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.
My name is William, and you're listening to CJSF at 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Uniquely curated programming by our hosts maintains an independent voice among the masses. You keep CJSF independent.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. This summer marks 20 years since Hurricane Katrina devastated New Orleans. Since then, the city has built stronger levees and higher flood walls. But parts of New Orleans are sinking, so the city will likely need to continue updating its flood defenses over time. Simone Fiaschi was part of a Tulane University team that analyzed satellite data to study land movement in and around New Orleans from 2002 to 2020.
To better understand where the ground movements are happening, but also at what rates.
They found that most of the city is stable, but several places are subsiding significantly, including some areas that provide critical flood protection. For example, a wetland northeast of the city that absorbs water and helps buffer the city during storms is sinking by up to 2 inches each year.
If the rates continue as they are right now, in the near future we are going to lose the wetland because that will become open water.
And although Fiaschi says the city's flood walls are still high enough to keep people safe, the ground below some of them is also sinking by about an inch per year. So over time...
For sure, that will impact the protection that the floodwaters can bring to the city.
So he says tracking the changes is critical, so the city can intervene and improve its flood defenses when needed. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Everyone has a darker side. Shadows balance the light. No matter how virtuous we are with our lofty ideals, we are all complicit. Casual, everyday murderers of planetary energy.
born to kill, born to kill, born to kill, born to kill, we're born to kill, born to kill, born to kill, born to kill, we were born to kill.
CGSF would like to welcome you to a new series highlighting local artists and creatives alike. It's Studio 6, featuring live performances and panel discussions. Studio 6 is geared to bringing local content to you via CGSF 90.1 FM at cgsf.ca/studio6. Visit cgsf.ca/studio6 to find the latest performance or discussion. Want to contribute to Studio 6? There are lots of opportunities for brands and groups to join in. Just visit cgsf.ca/studio6 for more info.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. Your alternative to mainstream media. Broadcasting from Simon Fraser University at Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
This is Bird Note. I'm Ariana Rimmel. This week, we're asking you to support the show by making a donation at birdnote.org. Whether you know your neighborhood inside out, or you just moved and are getting to know the area, BirdNote adds another dimension to how you understand the place you live by understanding the birds. What makes birds special is that they live just about everywhere people do, from the densest of cities to the furthest reaches of Arctic tundra. The subtle gem of BirdNote is that the more you listen, the more you'll recognize the sounds of many common species, like the widespread downy woodpecker. And some more elusive birds to watch for, like this wood thrush. Every time you recognize a bird near your home, you're deepening your knowledge of the ecosystem where you live and getting to know the other species that call that place home, too. Our hope is that, by spreading knowledge about birds, BirdNote is helping you become more connected to your local ecosystems. A gift of any amount right now at birdnote.org helps us continue to accomplish this goal. Thank you for your support. Visit birdnote.org today.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
I will always speak out against bigotry and hatred when I see it.
I will put my passion into action. I will stand against racist words and action and speak out against hate when I see it. Hate has no place in Canada.
I will continue to honor, express, and promote my Indigenous culture.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.